So I just did another note on Speak AI and sessions, the difference between them, and I felt the limitation of only having 10 minutes on the Android, but I'm giving myself a self-imposed deadline here. I'm walking back to the apartment. It's 12:10. It's a late night, and I'm just going for a nice walk, and it's so hot and warm out, and I've got some wonderful thoughts down here that I'm very excited about. This continues sort of live learning, and don't know why I said it like that. Shouldn't say it like that. And is, you know, part of myself trying to share a little bit more and work through some things and actually tap into a collective intelligence and learn and grow and try to improve myself while sharing my journey, while sharing with others and trying to understand this world around us. You can see I'm walking through Toronto. We got some people banging some tunes here. Hope you enjoy. This is the Tyler Braden audio experience. If you're reading this text, you have no idea what I'm talking about, and this is a continued thread. But one of the things I'm trying to think about on a more serious topic is Speak AI Inc., or as I talk about sessions interchangeably, I'm using these sometimes. The question is, how do we, got an alarm going off, how do we make, not make force, how do we help, like, get people to understand what we're doing here, and in a way that compels them to want to test it, to want to sign up, want to use it, want to support the company, the mission that we're on. And this is something I really have tried to build this idea of collective intelligence and just consciousness, and we're smarter together as people. And if we can tap into our own deeper states and higher states, that there's so much beauty that can be brought from it and so much potential in actually doing that. I'm trying to figure that out, and I hope that that's a worthwhile mission, and I'm trying to explain that and show that to people the best way I can, and it's a really difficult task. And so I'm asking myself, how can we not only describe an amazing opportunity and a solution with what we're trying to build and what we are building, what we have built, and what is so valuable already, but how can we also make that seem urgent? And it is urgent. Like, this has changed my own life so much. Not the product that we're building. Of course, that is it. No, I'm lying. It has been the product that we're building, but it's the methodology behind it. It's the self-reflective process. It's the tapping into the information, grabbing it in this powerful way, digitally analyzing it, transcribing it, and then being able to navigate through it, move through those moments, and learn and quickly iterate and grow. Sometimes I can't get that across, and I need things like this to walk and talk and to even sometimes get and express truly how much this means to me and how much I hope it will mean to others. And we're already seeing this sometimes, but there's still so much more that needs to be done, and there's a lot of things I think about just positioning and what you're actually trying to do as a company. And I am still learning a lot. This is, again, live learning. So what I'm asking myself is, of course, what are our needs as people? Because a lot of things that we built were just sort of ideas that came out of our own minds. And of course, I had a good feeling of what people needed in marketing, and not even just in marketing. Marketing was more of a lens for communication and solving problems with people and trying to make and use psychology to help people have better experiences and all these things. And I saw the needs there, I saw the challenges, I saw the pain, and I built a system that could accommodate that, but I wanted to go beyond that. I wanted this self-analytic system, this self-analysis, this ability to increase our own self-awareness through technology, this technology for good, for mental health, for well-being. All these opportunities were there. And so we started to build for that, and we did build for that. And now we've got what we believe is, again, very valuable, but because we've added so many layers and things into it, it's not like we're going for one small pain and a microcosm of a moment or a workflow of someone. It's trying to be a larger optimizer of someone's whole life, and hopefully maybe organizations' whole lives and or whole teams, and the way that they work and how they help capture inspiration and help people get into flow states and work and grow and listen and learn and gain self-awareness and understand themselves better. Those are what we're trying to figure out, and that is urgent. We need this. We've got challenges ahead of us. There's so many things going on. There's so much information created every day. How can we capture that animation and information? How can we analyze it, understand it, use that to our benefit so we can grow and learn together and try to push our world, our planet, our consciousness, our community in the right way. Been like a spoken word artist there. Slam poetry, you guys. But it's just something I know I have that, you know, more than just logical processing and business cases. That's not what I care about. It's not why I'm doing this. It's this passion. It's this knowledge. It's this understanding that I've seen some darkness, and I've talked to other people who have seen darkness, and the system that they use to not only just get out of the dark moment, but then elevate to get past the darkness, but then grow even beyond that, to grow further, to optimize our lives and live purposeful, meaning lives, live to our true, full human potential. That's what we're trying to do. And of course, what we've got right now is valuable. We know there's so far to go, but to build these things, we need people to buy in. We need them to understand what we're trying to do, to value what we're trying to do and support us, whether it's signing up and using our app or financially or helping us with developing or thought leadership or thinking or designing or whatever it is. All of that is so important and crucial if we're actually going to be successful and hopefully harness this and actually use technology for good, use data for good. There's ways that we can look at people's pain and what they need and what and how they're suffering. And I've shared this in another article, but this idea was really fascinating to me, that people have primal pains and suffering. And if you, those things are very urgent sometimes. Food, water, survival, shelter, money. Those things are very, very primal in a way. Maybe money's not, but the other part is imposed. So the example was productivity. You know, productivity is something that we feel like we need to do, not maybe necessarily because of the way we were born, but because culture has imposed this, and our family imposed that on us. And so we feel this need to always be on, always producing, always creating, always doing something. And I'm trying to take that knowledge and understanding to help communicate in an effective way the urgency. I actually believe in trying to at least not use your technology, use that reflective a mindset and a way of documenting and journaling to really help understand yourself better and grow. He is not the greatest idol, but I found something very fascinating Jeff Bezos said too, where he said, when he was creating Amazon, he didn't necessarily look to the future. He looked to the past. He looked to what humans have always done and always wanted to do. And he started understanding how much people had written and how much people had read and how that was never going to go away. And I think that's really beautiful. What things are we doing at Speak AI, at Sessions, that taps into that in a great way? In a powerful, primal way. And I want to do that without manipulating people. I want to just communicate and share, and anyone who knows me knows I'm not just doing this for business. If it was just that, I wouldn't be doing it. And I'm just really hopeful that I can show this creation to the world and that you will enjoy it, and that I can communicate it in a way that people see the beauty and they can see it quickly and want to sign up and want to support and want to help us grow. So the question here was, how can we make people see the value of what we're building right now? And I'm just exploring that. This is just a quick walk for some inspiration, and I'll continue to explore this and share. Thank you again for joining me here. If there's any thoughts you have, any ideas, any things that you see from an outside that we can't see and that needs to be communicated for what we're doing to be fully comprehended and building out that mission better, building out that vision better, sharing it, feel encouraged to connect. I know I'm not going to stop on this mission. This is too much, too important to me. And I'm thankful for everyone who has gotten us here this far. Thank you.